Father, take my spoken word and use it to reveal your written word, that we may behold your living word, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Have a wriggle, get comfortable. 25 minutes I've been given.
What?
Get insurrection from the ranks behind when you say things like that. So today is Bible Sunday, so I just thought that in order to help you to relax and get into the swing of these things, we'd look at a bit of Bible trivia, shall we? Let's see how well we know this great book. Well, the first thing to say, of course, is that the Bible isn't just a book. It's a collection of books. 66 of them, written by some 44 authors, give or take the odd one. The Bible, as you know, is divided into two parts. The Old Testament, with 39 books, which was written somewhere between 1400 and 400 BC. And the New Testament, with 27 books, written somewhere between or and around 50 to 100 AD. The Bible is divided into chapters and verses, but it was not always thus. The first Bible, it is reckoned to be divided into chapters and verses as we know it today, was the Geneva Bible, dating from about 1560 AD. Interesting book. But here's some real trivia for you. If you go and search these things, you would be amazed what you can come up with. The time that people spend poring over chapters and verses and counting and getting out of calculators and all that sort of thing. The authorized version of the Bible, which is this one, incidentally, this one was given to me 20 years ago this month by Bishop David of Gloucester when he licensed me as a reader. That's that one. This is the new one, but it's basically the same, just got some red letters in for what Jesus says. So the authorized version, the King James as we know it, has, note this, 31,173 verses. Who would sit and count that lot? And they're divided into 1,188 chapters. Someone, and it's got to have been an American, it couldn't be anybody else, has calculated that the middle verses of the Bible, i.e. the King James Bible, takes place in Psalm 103. You've got to remember that, you know, some chapters are longer. Psalm 119 is one chapter, and there's nearly 200 verses of it. So you've got to allow for that sort of thing. So Psalm 103 is reckoned to be, by some some people with nothing better to do, to be the middle of the Bible. But it is interesting what you find when you look this up. Don't bother now, because I've got it in front of me and I'll read it to you. But if the middle is Psalm 103, verses 1-2, it's a fairly good instruction to all of us that we should be following. It says, and I quote, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." So, right slap bang in the middle of the Bible is the instruction to do what we're supposed to do. And we know that. Bless the Lord, praise the Lord, and to offer up his holy name. There's a modern song version of that. We could have sung that. I never thought of that. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and worship his holy name. Makes you think, though, doesn't it? After all of that, and all that trivia, and all that nonsense, right in the middle of the Bible is an instruction to praise the Lord. Pretty good. Anyway, enough of this trivia. Let's get to something serious. So today is Bible Sunday, and so really it behoves us to consider the part the Bible plays in our daily lives. One way or another, either by being drawn to it or repelled by it, the question is one we cannot dodge. Now, it would be impossible to adopt all the beliefs and practices set out in holy books such as the Bible or the Torah or the Quran in an abstract way. All of these religious scriptures give ambiguous and sometimes contradictory guidance. In fact, religious fundamentalists argue that no interpretation is needed to apply religious scriptures to day-to-day life. books such as the Bible and the Quran contain one version of the truth that all those practicing Christianity and Islam must live by. Interesting thought. But most Christians, Muslims and Jews, do not seek to try to apply a literal interpretation of their book, be it Bible, Quran or Torah, to the way they live. Many religious scholars have long stressed the importance of interpreting religious scriptures to ensure that they make sense in the world in which we live today, 2017, in Lechlade. You will remember, no doubt, the story of the Ethiopian eunuch who said to Philip, "How can I understand unless I have an interpreter?" The thought that any scripture could be understood just by reading it, I would say, has long been held as impossible. And yet, we are so easily tempted to take parts as if the words were penned by God for exactly the situation in which we now find ourselves. No, I don't think so. But the Bible plays a vital and stimulating role in our relationship with God. It helps us to learn about God and to grow closer to Him ourselves. For me, the Bible helps me to understand that God loves me, loves us, and that God wants us. For me, the Bible shows that God is always reaching out to us. A writer called Richard Rohr said this: "Unless and until you understand the biblical context of God's unaccountable love, most of the biblical text cannot be interpreted in any positive way." I don't want to say that again. Unless you understand the biblical context of God's unaccountable love, most of the text cannot be interpreted in any positive way. It is, without doubt, the key and the code to everything in the Bible. God's love permeates the whole of the collection of books all the way through, even when it appears otherwise. And people who have not experienced this character of God, this gracious love, will always misinterpret the meanings and major direction of the Bible. And in their cases, the Bible will become a burden, an obligation, and a weapon more than a gift. As we live out our Christian lives, trying with the Bible's help to live lives more worthy of the love of God, it's always going to be necessary to enter into a relationship with the words of the Scripture, and not to get distracted by the word by word as we read. There is little help in questions of genetics in the Bible, or of abortion, or social media. Today's understandings of mental health issues, dementia and epilepsy, are very different to the way people, even in Jesus' time, thought of them. We no longer cast out lepers from our society, but they're healed and included. We know so easily, don't we, that within the Bible you can see change and development as society moves on. Issues were and are constantly changing. I believe it's foolish and short-sighted to treat the richness of the Bible as if it were a work manual. The Bible is with us to help us to understand more and more of that relationship that we have with God. The more we read the Bible, me in particular, the richer it appears to be. And I'm always very excited about the way it can challenge me to love God, yes, and my neighbour, even the ones I don't like, or perhaps especially the ones I don't like, and to forgive those who hurt me. We as a church have a wonderful opportunity of witnessing to God in our midst. But we need to do this for our society and not help others to look upon us as if we were either building an ark or living a comic life. I believe the Bible is crucial to our understanding of our faith. It has shaped for good and evil who we are, good and ill, and it will continue to do so. I believe that its pages, thoughtfully and prayerfully considered, using all the scholarly tools available to us today, hands up those who've got more than 30 commentaries on their bookshelves at home. I can't, Andrew, come on, you wrote 20 of them. The pages are life-giving and breathes God into us, as well as at the same time being seen as inspired by God. It's been noted before, and we've probably noted ourselves. God and we do not exist in isolation from each other. That was never the case, and Genesis opens the debate more or less by saying this. Love, covenant, promise, life, calling, being are all words that imply relationship. And we share this sense of discovery with God and with all the sources of knowledge we have explored about our faith and life, particularly the Bible. So as it said in our gospel reading, this is the book to take, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest, that we may embrace the life God gives us and look for our part in it. Amen.